Stop trying to do something great. Stop trying to do something great with your life. Just do normal things with a great amount of love. And God will bless that. By the way, I didn't think that one up. That's from Mother Teresa. Stop trying to find some significant place to serve. Make what you're doing significant, because you're pouring your heart into it, and God will notice.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue with a series called 40 Days of Prayer. In these teachings, you'll learn how to cultivate a powerful prayer life and experience breakthrough in your relationship challenges, financial difficulties, bad habits, health crises, and many other areas of your life. Don't miss a single day of this life-changing series. If you would like to learn how to pray effective prayers with more confidence and greater faith than ever before, stay with us. In just a few moments, we're going to tell you about a great guided experience book by Pastor Rick called Experience God's Power Through Prayer. You can take a sneak peek by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word daily to 99000 while you listen to today's broadcast. That's PastorRick.com or just text the word daily to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with the final part of a message called Praying in Five Dimensions.
We're talking about multidimensional, five-dimensional praying. I pray looking back to the cross. I pray looking up into my loving Father's face. Number three, I look inward, this third dimension, I look inward when I pray to Jesus living inside of me. Did you know that Jesus is in you? When you become a Christian, when you step across the line, he puts his spirit in you. Jesus is in you. Well, for that matter, this may shock you, the Trinity is in you, because you don't get God piecemeal. When you got Jesus, you got the Holy Spirit. When you got the Holy Spirit, you got the Father. The Trinity is inside you. You say, well, that's a dimension I don't understand, I don't even feel. Got it. But it's the reality, whether you feel it or not. The Trinity is in you. You might write this down. All three in me. The Father is in you. The Spirit is in you. The Son is in you. If you have invited them in. Now, if you haven't invited them in, they're not in you. But that's what salvation's all about. And so I look inward to Jesus living inside of me. Because Jesus isn't just in heaven. I said he's multidimensional. He's everywhere, including in you. Now, since Jesus is in me, and the Father and the Spirit, and I know that I'm unconditionally accepted by my Father, it gives me the freedom and it gives me the courage to honestly face up to my faults. And the third part of prayer, I've turned from the cross to the Father to now what's inside me. Christ, you're in me, but there's some stuff in me that's in there with you that I don't like. There's some bad attitudes. There's some secret sins. There's some compulsions. There's some fears. There's some hurtful memories. There's some resentful thoughts. There's some unforgiveness. God, there's some stuff in me. I don't even know how to clear it all out, and it's in there with you. And so I'm going to ask you to help me do some house cleaning. And this is a third part of prayer. 2 Corinthians 13, verse 5. Examine yourself. It's self-examination, to do a heart checkup. Examine yourself to see if your faith is real and growing. Test yourself. Remember that Jesus is living in you, of course, unless you failed your test and you've never asked him in. Now, let me ask a question. Would anybody here besides me like to be better than they really are? Of course you do. I love you so much for this. This is why you're here. You want to be better. You want to be better than you are. Well, I can't get any better until I face what needs to be challenged and changed. And so before I can get better, I got to admit what's bitter, what's bad. I got, you see, the truth will set you free, but first it makes you miserable. Because the truth you like the least is the truth about you. The truth I like the least is the truth about me. And I don't want to be honest to myself, much less anybody else. But I can't change, I can't grow until I'm honest. There is no change without trust, and there is no trust without truth. And so first I have to be honest. Well, it starts with I look into the face of my loving Father. I know he's going to accept me no matter. He already knows all the gunk and the junk that's in my life. And knowing that he already accepts me unconditionally means he's already inside of me, so he knows what's everything inside of me. So I can now be honest to God. This is the third dimension. I look inward to Jesus living in me, and then I ask Jesus living in me to help me do a little house cleaning of the junk in my life.
The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. But first, I'd like to connect you with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or LinkedIn. Just go to PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. Oh, and while you're at it, go ahead and sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the helpful resources. That's PastorRick.com or just text the word daily to 99000. Again, that's the word daily to 99000.
Going through life, everyone struggles with difficult situations and circumstances. As Christians, we pray. But sometimes we get stuck and we need a breakthrough. So how do we get the breakthrough we need? Through persistent prayer, which is simply a regular, daily conversation with God. Today, we'd like to tell you about a guided experience book called Experience God's Power Through Prayer. This brand new, one-of-a-kind spiritual growth resource from Pastor Rick will teach you the purpose of prayer, different ways to pray, and how to develop a deep daily prayer life with God. As you turn the biblically inspired pages, you will be encouraged and become more confident in sharing your hopes, your dreams, your desires, and your challenges with your Heavenly Father. You'll have lots of space to practice writing out your prayers, allowing you to record how God faithfully answers them. This high-quality hardcover book is filled with full-color devotionals, Bible teachings, scripture, and engaging exercises that will dramatically transform your spiritual life. You'll begin to live with more peace as you learn to trust God in every circumstance. We'll send you this guided experience book today as our way of saying thanks for supporting this ministry financially. Call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy of the guided experience book called Experience God's Power Through Prayer. That's 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com.
Hi, everybody. It's Pastor Rick with some really big news. My Daily Hope devotionals are now available in Chinese. Isn't that great? We have over a full year of Chinese devotionals available. And if you know someone who would enjoy reading these devotionals in Chinese, please, right now, email me and I'll send you the link. My email is rick@pastorrick.com, rick@pastorrick.com. Thanks a lot.
Now, let's get back to more great teaching with Pastor Rick Warren.
Proverbs 28:13 says this, up here on the screen. If you try to hide your sins, you'll never succeed. I wonder why, if that's why I'm not succeeding. What am I trying to cover up? If you try to hide your sins, you will never succeed. If you humbly confess and reject them, you will receive mercy. I love the Living Bible says you get another chance. If you hide, if you don't be open, if you don't do this self-examination, you don't face it, nothing's going to happen. But if you confess it and you reject it, you receive mercy, you get another chance. Now, here's the big secret. God already knows what you need to work on. You're not going to go, oh, I never saw that one coming. He knows all the stuff you need to work on, still loves you anyway. But when you start being honest to God, it takes you to a new level of intimacy. Now, let me pause here and just talk about this. If you'll learn to be intimate with God, it's going to give you the courage to have intimacy in any other relationship. You can be married for 50 years and never have intimacy. Intimacy is not sex. Sex is the mingling of bodies. Intimacy is the mingling of souls. And it only happens when, like in the Garden of Eden with Adam and Eve, it says they were naked and unashamed. There was no cover-up. There was no mask. There was no faking it. You know for certain you have things in your life that are secret from your spouse. How in the world can you have intimacy when I'm not open, when I'm not honest? Well, how do I get there? Well, first, I got to be honest to God. And before that, I got to be honest to myself and go, I need work on this area. When you start being honest to God, it takes you to a whole new level of intimacy. Everybody craves intimacy. Whether they know it or not, everybody craves it. They want it. But the only way you get honesty, intimacy is by being willing to open up. And so what you do is you invite God into what you think about you. He already knows. It's no surprise. You see, there are levels of intimacy. Sharing our frustrations, one level. You can share that in a small group. Share your fears, that's a deeper level of intimacy. Share what you don't like about you, that's an even deeper. And only as you go through the tunnel of conflict do you come out to deeper intimacy. You spell intimacy. I just thought this up this week. Somebody should tweet this. Here's how you spell intimacy. Into me see. That's how you get intimacy. When you invite somebody into your life and you say, okay, warts and all, good and bad, into me see. When you let somebody into your heart that deeply, now intimacy, into me see, becomes intimacy. Most people will never learn what I just told you. Where do you start? In this third dimension of I pray and I ask God for helping me as I look within. Where do you start? Well, you might start with the fruit of the Spirit. Galatians 5, 22 and 23. That's a good verse to write down. Galatians 5, 22 and 23 are called the nine fruit of the Spirit. And it says the fruit of the Spirit are these things: love, joy, peace, patience, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, self-control. I'd like all those things in my life. I'd like to be more loving, more joyful, more peaceful, more patient. I'd like to be more self-controlled. There's not a thing on that list I don't want. What is that? It's a perfect picture of Jesus. And so you say, Jesus, you're in me. Show me what needs to change and start producing some fruit in my life today. Help me to be a little bit more loving today, a little more joyful today, a little more at peace, a little more patient. And every day, that can be a godly checklist, because it's just a picture of Jesus. Jesus, produce some fruit in me today. Okay, number four. I did a backward look at the cross. I did an upward look at the Father's face. I do an inward look at Christ in me. Then number four, fourth dimension, I look around, and I ask the Holy Spirit to use me. This is the fourth dimension of prayer. And I like to do this, and I just say, you've heard me say this many times, the most dangerous prayer you can pray is just two words: use me. I dare you to pray that prayer and mean it. Because if you get usable, God will wear you out. The world is waiting. So you just take the fourth look, you look around, and you look at the world around you, and you say, Holy Spirit, show me where you want to use me today. And instead of criticizing the world or complaining about the world or judging the world, that doesn't work, or whining about the world or, for heaven's sake, blogging about what's wrong with the world, why don't you just say, Holy Spirit, show me what's wrong and show me how I can make a difference. Use me. I dare you to pray that prayer. That's the fourth dimension prayer. Romans 6, verse 13. Give yourself completely to God, every part of you, since you've been given a new life, and you want to be used. There's nothing like it. You want to be used as a tool in the hands of God, used for his good purposes. That's a purpose-driven life right there. God says, I want to use you for my purposes. And there's nothing. Friends, if you've never felt what it feels like to be used by God, I pity you. It's better than sex. It's better than food. It's better than anything. When you know I am doing exactly what God made me to do, I'm in my niche. I'm doing what God made me to do. This is why I was born. I was made for this. That's the fourth kind of prayer. God, use me the way you want to use me. Use me any way you want to use me. I don't know who I'm supposed to say this to, but somebody here listening, the world is waiting for your contribution. I don't know what it is, but we live in a world that desperately needs your help. And the world is waiting for your contribution. I'm making my contribution. Are you? You were made for more. You were made for more. And you need to pray the fourth dimension prayer. God, use me. I don't even know where. But look around. When you find a need and you have an interest or you got an ability, guess what? Those things fit. Backwards to the cross, upwards to the Father, inward for examination and to communicate with Christ in me. And then around me at the world and go, Lord, where can you use me today? Stop trying to do something great. Stop trying to do something great with your life. Just do normal things with a great amount of love. And God will bless that. By the way, I didn't think that one up. That's from Mother Teresa. Stop trying to find some significant place to serve. Make what you're doing significant because you're pouring your heart into it and God will notice. That's the fourth dimension. The world's waiting for your contribution. The world needs your help. And by the way, the best launch pad is your church family because we'll give you the support here. Finally, there's the fifth dimension. And it is this. I look forward. I look forward to my future in faith. I look forward to my future in faith. And now, in my prayer, I've looked at the past, I've looked up, I've looked within, I've looked around, and now I'm looking forward. Now's the time to talk to God about my schedule today, this week, this month, this year, the next 10 years, my 20-year plan, my life goal. Now, talk to God. Abba, Daddy, Papa, this is stuff God wants you to talk about. Any parent loves to hear their child talk about their dreams. Any good parent. God wants to hear your plans, your thoughts, your ideas, your dreams. You talk to your father about the day ahead of you. And you say some stuff like, Father, Abba, would you help me prioritize? I got 19 things to do today. I'm not going to get them all done. Help me to prioritize. Show me what matters most. Father, help me to make the right decisions in the right way. Father, help me to have the energy. Help me to know who I should contact, who's got the wisdom that can help me pull this off. Lord, I'm going into a meeting. What should I say? Father, help me to have a tough skin and a tender heart. Help me to be tender without surrender. You know, you can read a lot of self-help books that talk about one of the common suggestions for people in personal development is you should build a mastermind council, a personal mastermind council that coach your life. Well, that's not a bad idea. I'm not against that. But can I recommend some members? How about the Trinity? Put the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit on your mastermind council. You'll make a whole lot fewer mistakes. You say, come on, Rick. How do they coach? Oh, they have an incredible foolproof manual. And it's all been written out. You just have to read it. Let's bow our heads for prayer. If you've never opened your life to Jesus Christ, He loves you so much it hurts. He paid the ultimate sacrifice for you. Would you accept that right now? Would you say, Jesus Christ, I don't understand it all, but as much as I know how, I surrender my life to you. I want to know the purpose you made me for. I want to live the kind of life you made possible. I want my past to be forgiven. I ask you to give me a purpose for living. And I ask you to accept me into a home in heaven. I do this knowing that I have nothing to offer, but I throw myself on your grace. In your name I pray. Amen.
Hi, this is Pastor Rick. If you just prayed to accept Jesus Christ into your heart, congratulations. You're now my brother or sister in the Lord, and you need to tell somebody. And why don't you tell me? Write to me, rick@pastorrick.com. Just email me, rick@pastorrick.com, and tell me your story. I would love to read it. And by the way, I'll send you some free material to help you start in your new journey with the Lord. God bless you.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and a series called 40 Days of Prayer. If you missed any part of today's message, you can go to PastorRick.com to listen again at your convenience. And while you're there, please consider signing up for Rick's free daily email devotional. And be sure to check out all the other great resources as well. That's PastorRick.com. Going through life, everyone struggles with difficult situations and circumstances. As Christians, we pray, but sometimes we get stuck and need a breakthrough. So how do we get the breakthrough we need? Through persistent prayer, which is simply a regular daily conversation with God. Today, we'd like to tell you about a guided experience book called Experience God's Power Through Prayer. This brand new, one-of-a-kind spiritual growth resource from Pastor Rick will teach you the purpose of prayer, different ways to pray, and how to develop a deep daily prayer life with God. Here's Pastor Rick to tell you more.
There's a verse in the Bible that I like to think of as a blank check. It's Ephesians 3:20. Glory be to God who by his mighty power at work within us is able to do far more than we would ever dare to ask or even dream of, infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, or hopes. Now that is an incredible promise from God. God says he is able to do far more than we would ever dare to ask or even dream of. I don't know about you, but I'm a pretty big dreamer. God says I can top that. Now that verse also tells us that we need to communicate with God. In fact, Jesus taught his disciples that prayer was the key to living a remarkable life. Prayer is the pathway to experiencing God's limitless power. But you know, prayer is just a simple conversation with God, and you could talk to God just like you talk to me or anybody else. Now, to help you develop your prayer life with God, I have put together a brand new spiritual growth resource, and I'm calling it Experience God's Power Through Prayer. I think it's going to help you develop a deeper prayer life and a conversation with God, a daily habit of prayer, and all of the things that you need to know to go deeper and deeper in a communication with God. It's going to encourage you. It's going to inspire you. It's going to help you become confident. Sharing your dreams, your desires, and even your difficulties with God on a daily basis. My prayer is that this tool will help you experience a real breakthrough in your prayer life, and you'll come to know God closer than you've ever known him before. Now, it's a hardcover book. It's filled with full-color pages. It's got beautiful, inspiring photos. It's got devotional thoughts, Bible verses, practical teaching. It's just chock full of information and inspiration that will dramatically transform your prayer life. So I hope you'll get a copy of Experience God's Power Through Prayer.
And we'll send you this guided experience book today as our way of saying thanks for supporting this ministry financially. Call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com to get your copy of this guided experience book called Experience God's Power Through Prayer. That's 800-600-5004 or just go to PastorRick.com. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.